This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The costs of owning a home do not stop with the mortgage payment. There's insurance, there's taxes, and collectively those costs now eat about 34% of the average wage nationwide. That is according to a report out today from the real estate data firm Adam. So sure, mortgage rates have been ticking down, but owning a home is still just not a sustainable long-term expense for many Americans. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
The Adam Report cites a rule of thumb among lenders that homeowners shouldn't dedicate much more than 28% of their monthly income towards housing. Now, Adam's data shows they're spending about a third on it. That plus car loan payments plus student loan payments.
That doesn't give you a lot left over for just the basics, food, utilities, savings, anything like that.
Guy Sakala is with the research firm Inside Mortgage Finance. This situation is a result of the current mix of high mortgage rates and high home prices, and it comes as a wave of millennials and even Gen Zers are forming their own households, points out Rick Sharga. He leads the market intelligence firm CJ Patrick Company and used to work for Adam.
The majority of them would like to buy a house, and in today's economy, it's very difficult for them to be able to afford to do that.
Sharga says we've seen cycles like this before, back in the 80s and 90s, and that over time, the market will start to feel and even be more accessible. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.